support and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Are we going yet?
Partly post bracing himself.
Yeah, I just Sam's not here tonight, so
are we there yet?
Yeah, we're there. It's a gamer show.
Paul needs to do his vocal exercises first.
me.
You know that one that we just rejected? it was really anticlimactic. Why did we choose to go with this one?
Well, this is Bear. This is Bear.
Okay, all right.
Hi, everybody. Well, don't say
hey, everybody.
So we're trying a little experiment tonight because we feel like we've gotten to a point where our audio quality is that superb that we're going to start experimenting with new things with the audio. Related, we apologize that the audio was like really horrendous on the last show. I had changed my setup and I'd wired it up incorrectly and didn't notice until after we recorded the show. So I'm very sorry.
It sounded fine when we were doing it.
We are actually sending people round to your house to do you in for complaining about it.
No, that's not what we agreed. We had agreed that Robert Rothwell was going to pay for a streak flown across from Sweden, Chris flown across from Washington, and we were going to sit in his living room and do the show live again, the exact same. I thought that's what we agreed.
Just for him?
Just for him. He can invite like his mum and stuff. But
for punishment, had we decided on physical violence or just colourful language?
Well,
because
colourful violence, I think
the latter is all we're capable of.
Yeah, it's colourful violence.
Kind of similarly threatening from us, isn't it? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Flailing open slap fish at people.
Yeah. I'll spin my arms like a helicopter at you.
So, Sam is on Skype tonight. Say hi, Sam.
Hi.
Because, well, frankly, to put no finer point on it, he couldn't be arsed to drive over to my house.
Do you know what? I sat and thought about it. It's an hour every time, by the way.
It is. An hour there. No, it's an hour total. It's not an hour there and back, is it?
Well, it used to be an hour there and back.
It's, yeah, yeah, sure.
It's now
yeah,
just
yeah.
an hour in total.
So what you're saying is, now that you've moved closer, you've now figured out that you can do Skype.
Well, no. Well, I can, actually, because before I couldn't do Skype.
Yeah, that's true. He was in Baghdad broadband.
But,
in fact, it was
worse
than
that. More to the point, actually, I've worked out that I'm not going to bother turning up until Paul moves closer to me.
Which is happening in a month.
Where are you moving to?
Yay!
To bank.
Oh, yeah, I just watched him.
Yeah. So in a month, I'm moving closer to Sam, which will make his round trip about half an hour instead of an hour.
It'll make it 14 minutes.
Yeah, probably, actually. It's very, very quick. Anyway, this is not of any interest to anybody listening. So
it is. It's fascinating.
Apologies, Robert Rothwell.
Welcome to our new podcast, Geography of the Borders.
And apologies to anybody else.
Well, have you been walking through the borders this week?
Listen, Sam,
I've been walking through Speedy's Woods, kicking dogs down hills.
You know what the nice thing is about Sam being on Skype? You know how normally we can't mute him because he's heard in me and use microphones? But we could just switch him off. Uh-huh. We could like properly just switch him off. We can't hear words I'm saying right now.
Do that now. I've been trying to devise a switch in my head. Just go away.
You're back on, Sam.
Okay.
So that's handy. That is handy. Anyway, apologies to everybody for the poor audio last time. We will get Chris and Streak on again in the future and try and replicate that episode word for word. Some interesting things have happened. Not a huge amount, it has to be said, because we're sort of in the barren desert of E3.
Limbo.
Yeah, a little bit. We just got kind of nothing, really. There is a few things that we were chatting about before the show, like games and things like that, that didn't really get that much of a shine at E3 and didn't really kind of come forward. But
there were some games, I think, were shown off at E3, but they weren't allowed to talk to until after, so they didn't get, obviously, swamped by information of other games and made sure they got out in the limelight.
Yeah, totally.
But then again, there wasn't anything over exciting, which I understand why, because I can't remember what they showed afterwards, because there were nothing. I remember a new Pez or something was
a little sweetie dispenser.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. That'd be freaking awesome.
You still get them. Morgan
what
got
character
one.
Is it?
Morgan got a Mario one for Christmas last year.
Ah, that's in that story. but I can't remember what else they actually showed.
That was exciting.
Well, I was like, well, you brought up Paul. What games have you seen?
There was the new Civilization game. I didn't see that at all in E3. I can't remember what it's called now. It's called like Civilization Space or something like that. But basically, it's a space version of Civilization, as the name would suggest. It looks quite interesting. I was quite excited about that. To be honest, that's all. Maybe this was a crappy segue, but I don't know. I was vamping.
Has it still got the top-down view, Age of Empires style?
I have no idea. I heard about it on a podcast. I've not even seen a screenshot of it.
Well done, well done.
Hot off the press.
On top of gaming news, as always.
But we have actually got some stuff that we've semi-researched. The first thing
literally
I want...
Literally 2 minutes before we start recording.
No, we did it at lunchtime today. The first thing that I wanted to just ask you guys is, now that we're 2 weeks on, the dust settled and everything like that, and notwithstanding the fact that we can't remember any extra games that have been released, who do you think won E3? Sam, go.
Me.
You did?
Yeah, I took those bitches down!
Downtown.
So how did your press conference go?
Ed really liked it.
You just dragged him on stage in a gimp suit again, didn't you?
No, I just shouted at him in my shed.
You know, where was he last weekend? I was at your house and the shed was empty.
Kicked him to death.
Did you see that little patch of kind of raised earth on the grass? Oh,
no, don't go in the necrophilia.
He died of an erection. The way he always wanted to go.
I had to bury him next to Mr. Scampy, the giant hamster.
Cheers.
Mr. Scampy.
Yeah. I just thought that was a really good name.
Did he die because you fed the hamster Scampy?
Yes. But he loves Scampy. Yeah.
The natural prey of all hamsters.
Oh, dear.
Damn
Cheers.
Right.
Cheers. Who do you think won E3?
To be honest, they all kind of did all right, but there was no okay standard. The one that probably entertained me the most was the way Nintendo did it, the startup thing with them not taking themselves too seriously and having like a over-the-top fight scene and a bit of Robot Chicken. But for actual games, I think Sony had a lot of games, but they had an absolute crap middle section where they showed basically the TV stuff and whatnot. Like, yeah, very good, but they droned on, which felt like for ages.
Yeah,
I'm sure it felt like half an hour, but apparently it was like 14 minutes, but it felt longer. But it was Microsoft. What I liked about theirs was they kept it short and it didn't talk too much and just showed you game after game after game and just got straight to the games all the way through. So if Sony could start doing that and stop basically masturbating each other off on the stage, they would probably win E3 most of the time.
Yeah.
Because they've generally, most of the time, have the games.
Yeah.
But I'd say a lot of the best games they all showed were games that would be on all the consoles anyway.
Sam is currently writing us a message very slowly in the Google Doc.
Pull the other hand.
It with one hand.
Pull the other hand out of your trousers and use it.
I told you I'd be wanking throughout the whole thing.
Dearie me. Anyway, so I'm going to move on because this section appears to be kind of falling flat in its face. New GTA Online content. They are bringing out an independent...
Wait. What? Who won E3 for you?
Nintendo. Hands down.
Do you know what? I, to be perfectly honest, I thought they... What the hell is that?
What?
Our video just started on my computer.
I'm sorry, did you see really my horrible face? because you weren't here, I didn't do my makeup.
Oh, but you're still wearing the normal clothing, yeah?
Yeah, still crotchless.
Oh, come on.
I thought they were all a bit lackluster.
Really?
Did. There was nothing that like really blew me away.
Yeah, there was no...
Yeah, there wasn't any of that, but I think Nintendo blew me away in the sense that I wasn't expecting them to produce the stuff that they did produce.
Well, yeah, that's fair enough, but it's E3. The newest gen consoles are kind of recently out. Yeah. They should be blowing everyone away at this point, not just kind of putting out lackluster kind of, oh, that looks quite good stuff.
I think there was a lot of real good games, but the problem is we already knew about the games because everything gets leaked before it or gets announced. For example... One thing would have blown me away if I knew nothing about Batman, Arkham, it was night and they showed off, I'd be going, wow, that stole the show for me. But it's because we, and the same with It's Witcher 3 and things like that, just that we live in a day and age where it's so hard to keep everything under wraps. That true. Like that, even though like it was Nintendo kept, it was a new Zelda under wraps. But at the same time, it's been a few years. We all kind of knew surely. Yeah, we thought surely that they'll show off Zelda. And when they did show it, it was a good thing that we actually didn't know what the hell it was going to look like. But we did suspect that surely they'll have to show a Zelda or a new Metroid or something. But yeah, but there was no new IPs that came out of nowhere and blew us all away. Because we do live in a day and age where it's just impossible to do that now.
It is. It is.
True.
So GTA are releasing a new kind of online pack for Independence Day, which for those of you who don't know is next Friday. Or this coming Friday, I should say, 4th of July. It's called an Independence Day Special in association with Ammunition. And it's just sort of, for want of a better phrase, and I'm afraid I'm going to alienate some people, it sort of feels like a bit of a redneck DLC. It's got monster trucks, it's got motorbikes, it's got a firework rocket launcher, you know.
Is it only for like a set period of time as well?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is it, when was the last time any of us jumped in the ground?
So I actually tried last week, genuinely.
All right.
I fired up my Xbox last week to play Grand Theft Auto Online, and it came up and said that I had to download the two or three latest DLCs that I didn't have on my machine. And every time I tried to download them, it said, oh, sorry, there's been an error. So rebooted my router, rebooted the Xbox, did it again. Oh, sorry, there's been an error. And that happened two or three times. I thought, screw it, I'm not bothering.
If anyone is going to play online, by the way, tell me nowadays, because I actually have internet that works.
Well, do you have GTA 5?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought it was like your brother-in-law got it or something.
No, I got it, but basically he stole it.
I was going to say, you went on holiday or something like that, and you took it with you, and then he basically, you watched him play it because he never gave you a shot.
I
think that's one thing we should organise an evening and try and get us on to play about Grand Theft Auto, although I was holding off till the heist, but they've been delayed.
Yeah, so that was what I was kind of saying in this. It's just, no heist. It's more of this rubbish. It's more cars. Yeah, okay. The monster truck probably is going to be quite cool. And the firework rocket launcher sounds interesting. But, you know, give me the heists.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering, it's going to be a full year and we've still not seen the heists. Yeah. And are they even going to be ready for the next gen versions? Or we have to, or is it going to be patched even after that? Is it,
I
get if it's not ready, there's no point in releasing a broken ball, although GTA Online was heavily broken when it first launched.
Yeah.
But maybe learn the lessons, don't release it until it's ready. But unfortunately, it's taken them a lot longer than they obviously wanted.
Sure.
And what we want.
The other details about this DLC is apparently there's some new properties. One on Pleasure Pier, which now gives you access to the Ferris wheel and the Leviathan roller coaster. And some clothing additions as a patriotic t-shirt, haircut and mask. What's the chances the haircut's a mullet?
Possibly.
It would be in the theme. It would be in the theme. The other thing that I didn't realise, well, because we have not played it for so long, I didn't realise this hadn't been implemented yet, but I'd heard about this a while ago. I don't remember where I saw it. And I'm a bit shocked that this is only just getting put in just now, because it was a pain in the arse, but on-call matchmaking, which allows you to accept a job invite, but continue to play until the job's full. That's been a long time coming.
Mm.
Not that I've played and been that disrupted by it, but that was a pain in the arse.
Yeah.
If you accepted a job and then you had to wait 10 minutes for everybody the job to fill, you just had to basically sit there and look at a loading screen, which is a pain in the butt. So that's cool. Destiny, apparently, they have implemented dancing, and according to the Bungie's community manager, David Dagg, it's apparently to allow you communication without having to actually have a chat open.
Because that's how
you
communicate.
Hang on,
that's how people communicate.
Through the medium of dance.
Medium of dance. And, you know, I kind of thought, I'm sorry, I was laughing when I first read that, and I thought, that's ridiculous. And I sort of thought I was joking. But then I thought, well, no, wait a minute. I never, ever, ever open up my chat to players when I'm playing multiplayer unless they're my friends.
Mm.
So what the argument was is that you can actually, it's not just dancing, you can dance, but and if you can't dance, then you're no friend of mine. And
I knew you were going there with that.
No, sorry, I kind of fell into that by accident. But you're apparently able to point and kind of give hand signals. So in the article I read on IGN, it suggested that you were able to kind of sit down and make a gesture as if you're going for a drink or something like that. So you didn't have to open a chat channel, but you could continue to kind of communicate with somebody you're playing with without a chat channel.
It reminds me, because when you're out doing the missions, it's a first person game.
Yeah.
But when you go into like, it's it's a hub area, or like into whatever you call it, is it the Citadel, whatever it is, where you can mingle, it becomes a third person game.
Right, yeah.
So that's why you can see yourself dancing and whatnots. But the footage I've seen that, it just reminds me of the horror that was PlayStation Home. Did you ever? Did you ever jump?
I only did that a couple of times, and I think it was, I saw it at your house, and you showed me it, and then I went home and went, "Oh, I want to go and wander about in that." And then after about half an hour, I realized it was a piece of piss, and I just didn't bother ever again.
It was actually
Second Life, wasn't it? Basically,
yeah. But it was actually funny, but at the same time, horribly scary if you made your character a girl in it.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like,
did you get tailed and stuff?
I'm sure they wanted to do worse. yeah.
Did you get turned down for job offers and things like that?
I was offering.
This is pretty creepy, actually, guys. Let's move on. Stop your...
I accidentally bumped into Sam in it as well. Oh, that's a story for another day.
Cliff Belinsky is coming out of retirement. So this is the gentleman. He was the designer in Gears of War. He put out a tweet on the 30th saying, "I'm officially coming out of retirement to make video games again. Stay tuned here for details in the next 7 days. #don't call it a comeback."
But yeah, he's been kind of tweeting stuff. He's been involved in making a game for ages now, but he's obviously ready to show it off. So
I just dropped my pen.
Well,
oh no, not your pen, Paul.
Yes, my pen.
I was really tempted to kick him in the head when he went down there. This guy gets a lot of grief because of a lot of the stuff he says, and he comes over very, you know, like, dude, bro.
Right.
And, but
dude, bro.
Yeah, dude, bro. What are you talking about, bro? But at the same time, he's become successful for a reason. He knows how to make a fun game, because the original Gears of War I absolutely thought was fantastic.
Yep.
I find it a bit stale now, but when it first came out,
totally.
It was fantastic.
And so was the second one as well. It was just, it kind of staled after that.
Yeah, yeah. Which, you know, they tried to keep it interesting, and anyone who's still a Gears fan, fair enough, but I'll jump back into every now and then, but it's, as I say, once you've played the first couple, first one, you kind of know what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah.
But so yeah,
I don't really listen to the plot of games though. So
no, like it'd be interesting to see what he comes out with, and I'm sure you'll get, whatever he does, you'll get abuse from people just because he's
Cliff Belinsky.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's going to be a Halo spin-off game. Halo spin-off game.
I am looking forward to the Halo spin-off game.
Are you really? Halo Studios 343 Industries appears to be working on a new unannounced Halo game, according to CVG. Apparently, this is based roughly around kind of job listings and things like that. Apparently, the project's quote is a title within the Halo franchise. Chiz, we were talking about this before the show. So you're kind of thinking this is more along the lines of the Halo Wars type thing.
Yeah, well, I think it'll probably be a separate, different sort of genre and... Uh-huh. Plot. It could be the same genre, because like there was Halo Reach and ODST, which didn't involve such a prick. That didn't involve the Master Chief and such. So it still could be a first person shooter with different characters.
I want a Civilization version of Halo.
They might do that, and there's Halo Wars. They might go back down that route again, because there was actually a fan base for that.
There's
a lot of Star Trek games.
Yeah, you know that one. It was on the PC.
Armada?
Yes, Armada. Well done.
How did you know that?
Yeah, well, I think he was thinking along the kind of whole Civilization thing. Yeah.
There's been like 30 of them.
Yeah, but I remember buying Armada and then telling Paul to buy it, and we both really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah.
Sorry, I digress.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Star Trek Armada.
Yeah, it was a good game. Good game.
Anyway.
Were you finished?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Sam, it'd be interesting...
Are you genuinely looking forward to this? Is this one of these things that you're just kind of throwing in your top?
What sort of Halo game would you like to see, or genre?
He would like to see the what's that ball?
Ball?
Yeah, the game in Halo.
Your left ball put away.
What's that?
I
game
know what you mean.
What's it called? Griff ball.
Griff ball.
Sam wants a Griff ball game.
I hate Griff ball.
Basically, Euro is sort of FIFA, but with Halo. It's Griff ball.
Yeah. I read an article the other day said the NFL was the cause of the World Cup happening, Football World Cup.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
I think it was possibly it was one of those headlines that sort of are supposed to get you to read it, which I obviously did. And then when I read it, I was like, right, all those things probably happened, but you're drawing really dodgy lines between them. Yeah. The concept was that the Los Angeles hosted the Olympics in like the early 1900s. I can't remember when it was, 1910 or something like that, for argument's sake. And they didn't have soccer in the Olympics, and they wanted to put NFL in. So FIFA decided to have their own tournament because of that. And that's how the World Cup arrived in 1930 or something like that in Uruguay or whatever it was. I thought that was interesting. Yeah, it's one of those funny things that could have happened, but it's more likely those things. All those things sort of happened near each other, and somebody just drawn lines between them and hoped for the best.
Pretty much.
Anyway, I digress. Sam, what kind of Halo game are you looking forward to?
Eventually.
I wasn't really. I was just doing it to prove that I was still here.
Oh, okay, grand.
You find it hard to get involved over Skype?
No.
He's actually more involved than normal over Skype.
Well, he's adding to the news and typing abusive messages as we go.
Do you know what I find really off-putting? I have this video of a voodoo
stench
possession
of your own feet. I'm sorry.
Playing in front of me the whole time. It's really annoying.
Grand. Okay, Sniper Elite 3 Steam keys have been stolen.
Yeah, this story seems to be getting... I know, like, I was actually planning to buy this from CD Keys for like £15, and then when I went on, obviously it's been taken down, and this story had broken. Excuse me.
We really need mute buttons or something.
But it seems to be like all the places that were selling it, even legit CD key sort of places that were selling it for cheaper have all seemed to have been revoked and whatnot, as if the developer's not happy that they're not charging full price for it.
Yeah.
And like and that the update that they put on are basically encouraging people, yes, buy it from Steam. Steam's the only place you'll definitely get, even though Steam's like full on heavy pricing. So there's a lot of people, some people are thinking, this is all a bit shady. And if places like CD Keys got their keys illegally, they would have been found out by now.
Yeah,
I thought and they're not the only place.
See, though, I'm kind of.
Even Green Man Gaming had a lot of their keys revoked and things like that. Yeah.
See, Green Man Gaming's on their list of guaranteed to offer legitimate copies list.
Yeah, but there's also there's stories of people saying that their keys got revoked on that as well. So,
See, I've always kind of thought, I have to admit, when you first sent me
CD Keys...
I wonder
if I got to change the prices after that.
Maybe. When you first sent me to CD Keys, I did think it looked a little bit dodgy.
Yeah.
I got Stick of Truth, and I'm happy that I got Stick of Truth there. It was cheap, and it was awesome and stuff, and everything was completely legit about it, but there was just something about the experience at CD Keys. So CD Keys even sounds like, you remember the old Wares sites from the late 90s? The whole domain name even has like a bit of a ring of where you used to be able to go and get Adobe Photoshop 6 keys and stuff like that.
When I first found the site, I did look into them to see if they were trustworthy, and everywhere I looked at it, folk were reviewing them well and said, yeah, got the key.
Yeah, well.
Whatever. So and then I've used them and I've not had a problem with them since.
Do you think your problem stems from the fact that phonetically... it's CD keys.
What did I say?
Well, CD, but it's CD phonetically.
CD, yeah, CD keys.
The old man in the trench coat, naked, underneath it, behind you, watching you the entire time, that kind of put you off?
That's the way he prefers to buy stuff.
Yeah, I get up to lick his finger and just rub the inside of my ear while I'm doing it.
Oh, that is one of my favourites.
He's just got one long crooked fingernail, brown. It's multicoloured.
Like one of those little creepy monkey things with the huge eyes.
Yes.
An eye-eye.
Yeah, an eye-eye.
Eye-eye? Yeah.
Aye.
Rockstar North Boss buys a church in Edinburgh. Leslie Benes. Is that how you pronounce his last name? Benes? Benzies?
Benzies.
Benzies. Is that not like a medicine?
No.
Sounds like a medicine.
Yes, that's why he's rich.
Okay. Apparently, he has bought a church in Stockbridge in Edinburgh worth £500,000. Now, we were going to dismiss this article. And Sam, you said you wanted to talk about it. So please talk about it.
No, I didn't. Actually, Sam was the one who wanted to dismiss it and then seemed to change his mind, but I don't know if he actually...
Oh, yeah, you changed your mind because it was in Stockbridge. That was the killer fact for you.
We just started talking about Stockbridge and I said that I like Stockbridge and I've always wanted to live there. That was it. Stockbridge is really nice. Go and visit Edinburgh. Stockbridge is lovely. Off we go.
Okay, new Epic Games demo showing PC class tech for mobiles. So this is high-end visuals. So this is CVG reporting on high-end visuals running on NVIDIA Tegra K1 mobile processor. So basically it's a demo of... it's an Epic game. What game is that?
It's just a tech demo.
All right, okay. And it's just kind of showing off the awesomeness of the NVIDIA Tegra K1, presumably inside an Android device, because I'm fairly sure that's not in any Windows Phone or iOS that I know. Yeah, Android and Google's AEP Android extension packs for ES 3.1. So, again, there's another one. Chiz, you put in. Is this just kind of... Because you're quite against mobile gaming, so I'm a bit shocked that you put this one in.
Well, it's impressive how graphically good its mobile games are getting. Because we're pointing out they're basically... Well, that, the graphics here look like it's better than anything the PS3 and 360 can do. So they're basically...
It's just a shame that they're...
Yeah. It's just the same that the controls are a massive pile of...
Well, you see, and I think
smelly
that's...
Smelly wank bag.
And, I think that's where they're missing a trick a little bit, because you've got Android's got the Chromecast, and Apple TV's there, Amazon now got a phone, so they've got the Amazon TV box, and of course Windows has got the Xbox and things like that. I don't understand why somebody hasn't brought out a decent controller, and so you can play these games on your telly. You've got the power here, you've got the library, the game titles are cheap. Give us a decent Xbox One or PlayStation 4 controller.
It's like you got like the Apple TV and things like that. The specs of them, are they powerful enough to run these sort of games? Like,
I would imagine it'd be streaming purely. It'd just be firing the graphics to the telly and all the work would be getting done inside the machine. From memory, I didn't look into this much because it's like, not really something that I look at. But the Amazon Fire TV thing that they released a wee while ago, which I doubt will ever come to the UK. But that was apparently quite good specs inside it. But even still, all you're doing is pushing the pictures up onto there. All the actual hard processing and stuff like that's done on the phone. And if you're selling these games at like kind of even up to a fiver, and you've got a controller in your hand that you can stream up to the Apple TV and play it on your big telly, I can't understand why nobody's doing this.
I think it's getting across the idea to sell it, because when people want to play games and whatnot, we're just going to go, I'll buy a games console. So,
but it's £40 for a game against £5 for a game. I think somebody just needs to make
it. Yeah, but it won't be. Once you start bumping it up onto big TVs and stuff, it won't be £5 a game anymore. But that's the point where it'll suddenly skyrocket.
But you're having to give Apple 30%, so you're not going to put your game up that high. You know what I mean? Even the games that are out just now, being able to stick them up on a big telly and play with a games controller.
The problem with...
Well, I don't see your logic on that.
Why?
30% of like £40 is better than 30% of...
No,
70%. 70%
rather. Oh, no, I get that, but you're still giving Apple more money that you could just be putting out on the Xbox One. What I'm saying is, if you're going to actually go to doing this, and also, frankly, very few people spend that kind of money on apps. You know, the only things I can think of apps that are available for that price was like the kind of TomTom apps and things like that that were retailing at like kind of 40, 50 quid. And I don't know anybody that bought them. And I know a lot of tech guys.
The problem you get to, like, say when you get like a game of that graphics and then you can play it on your TV with a controller, people will start demanding sort of like a proper game story, levels, length, and you don't have that in mobile games. It's usually the same sort of thing over and over again, and that's why they're so cheap and whatnot. Even if you have like fancy little graphics for a tiny little area, but the reason why a lot of games cost so much is because they sink millions into developing it for like having a proper art team design.
Yeah, sure. I get that, but that doesn't stop us... Somebody investing it, like in a Kickstarter or something like that, for a decent Bluetooth controller so that you can play these games up on your telly. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, we've done this one today. Crytek has cancelled Rise 2 amid missed staff payments, as the report claims. Kind of not really surprised at this, due to the fact Rise 1 was a little bit of a flop anyway.
I've posted that, but the major story before that was basically Crytek are under financial strain at the moment, with staff going unpaid and various things. And and Rise 2 wasn't, they were planning it, but it didn't do too well. And because of cash, it's been canned. But yeah, it's kind of worrying for Crytek. If
it is a bit, but when was the last time they brought out a decent game, though?
Especially after, they've got Crisis and whatnot. And
yeah, but that's a long... It's been a while since Crisis was good. Crisis 1 and Crisis 2 were good.
No, Crisis 1 was good. Crisis 2 wasn't very good. Crisis 3 was back to being fairly decent.
So, sorry, I'll rephrase that. Crisis 2, up to the point that I stopped playing it, was quite good. When the aliens arrived in Crisis 2, that's when I stopped playing it.
You mean Crisis 1? Because Crisis 2, the aliens in it from the start, basically.
Yeah, maybe I only played for like 10 minutes or something. But it was good, up till that 10-minute point.
But it's Crytek. I've got a history of making some decent games, but yeah, I don't know if they've overstretched their finances, because they bought, it was Free Radical who did it was Time Splitters and stuff, and there was rumours of
that was only a good game if you were in an arcade, though.
In the arcade,
yeah, Time Splitters, that was the game
N64. No, it was PlayStation 1 or PlayStation 2.
No, Time Splitters.
I think you could play Time Splitters in the arcade.
Yeah,
as
that's
well.
All the time,
no,
I ever.
You're thinking
played.
The light gun game, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's a first person shooter.
But it was Time. That was called Time Splitters.
No, I remember the first person shooter as well. But I'm pretty sure there was a version that ran on an arcade.
No, he's thinking of the Namco light gun game.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah.
Oh no, Paul, you're wrong.
Which is Time something or other, but no,
Time Cops.
Quite possibly. But
I'm going to find out.
It was Time Splitters was made by a whole bunch of guys who did GoldenEye and set up their own team called Free Radical. And they made Time Splitters 1 and 2.
Time Crisis.
There you go. And then...
I was right.
And then, yeah, and then they were... The last thing folks at Free Radical were doing before they kind of went bankrupt was that... And before it was LucasArts pulled it, was they were making the new Battlefront game. Mm. Star Wars Battlefront. And then that fell apart. And then they went to administration. Then Crytek bought them. And everyone thought, yay, Crytek saved Free Radical. They're going to make Time Splitters again or make something else. And then
Time Crisis.
No. Time Crisis is a Namco light gun game.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, my God. Oh. Just because you said Star Wars,
right.
I'm just going to
I'm Skyping it next time as well.
I'm going to moan about the fact that that Star Wars level 66 or whatever it was never came out.
Order 66.
I'm still peed. Yeah, I'm still peed off about that.
Okay.
No, not Order 1666.
What was it called?
It was level like...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what was it called?
Floor
1885.
No, Paul, shut the hell up.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah. It was not like 1885 or something like that.
No, no, it was the order. It was like a sub level on.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It was Coruscant.
24 or 24. It was like double numbers. It was like 2424 or 1818 or something like that, wasn't it?
Something like that. Anyway, yeah. That was going to be really good. I decided.
Because that was
going to be amazing.
That got lost when the Disney deal went through, didn't it?
Yeah, basically.
Bastards.
Well, even before that, I think they basically. It was
1313.
It was LucasArts closed their doors, and then that was it.
Yeah, 1313.
And then, yep. And then Disney decided not to pick it up. But yeah, whether or not it actually played well, because it did kind of just look like Star Wars Uncharted. Whether or not that would have worked is a different thing. But it did look very, very pretty. But then again, it could have been one of those games like Watch Dogs, where by the time it was released, it didn't look as pretty anymore.
So apparently, the script, or the plot, maybe not the script, the plot. For Witcher 3 has been leaked. It's just annoying.
Emphasis on boob physics.
Apparently, emphasis on boob physics, which is probably going to cheer up all those people that were bitching and moaning about the fact that there wasn't a girl in Assassin's Creed.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry. Oh, I can't play as a woman in Assassin's Creed. That's all right. The Witcher 3 has boob physics.
Well, that suggests that they're going to be able to play as a woman.
No, it doesn't.
He shags around a lot.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that actually.
It's Geralt of
really
Rivia, the massive man whore.
I've never played any of the Witcher games. He has two swords, though, so that's obviously got to help in that scenario.
For kind of Babu Beach? What? Dear God. Anyway. I post this, but the reason I post this was basically this is kind of a moan about internet in general, why, you know, you got. Wits out there who take it upon themselves to steal information and then put it online and try and spoil it for everyone.
Yeah,
it's just like why
read it? Though.
Yeah, I know, but why even post it? It's just like just play the game and find out for yourself. Why do people have to?
But sometimes I like to know the end because
really
I can't get past a certain level. I like to know what happens at the end of the plot. Sometimes if I can't get past a certain level,
but the very end of the game.
Yeah,
yeah, but. he has to do that to know what happens to us, because he's never.
I still haven't got past the bloody top of the building when it's collapsing on Max Payne 3. It's really annoying. I really want to know what happens, because I was really enjoying that game up to that point. I keep picking it up again and just getting absolutely nailed every time.
It's quite a tricky bit, but
have you found the giants in Skyrim yet, Paul?
Yeah, I, of course I found the giants. I played Skyrim quite a bit.
I thought you were stuck on.
Have you ever picked up again? So it was 5 minutes.
No. Remember, I played it on the Xbox, and when I got my gaming PC, I played Skyrim, and I played it quite a bit.
Oh, right, okay.
Gaming PC. So that's a bit of a pain in the arse. So The Witcher spoilers have all been released on our earth. Sam, are you want to mention this last link you put in the show notes?
No.
Okay.
Because it's not about gaming at all. So, I just saw it, and it really annoyed me.
Do you want to click?
Okay, well, since you brought it up, we might as well.
Well, yeah, because you have kind of posted in, and now I'm curious.
Okay, well, NBC are doing Constantine, so they're doing like a Constantine actual TV show.
And is this about him not smoking?
Yeah.
Because the network won't allow it.
But no, it's ridiculous.
They're murder and
depraved
stuff.
They've got an actor with an English accent, which is cool.
Yeah.
And
who did the voice of the main guy in Assassin's Creed Black Flag?
Yeah, and he's kind of got a decent look about him. Like, he could maybe pull some
like
of
him.
But he's not allowed to smoke.
Chin.
You would like to do what?
Anyway.
He's not allowed to smoke. And Constantine, that's like the whole point. He's dying of cancer most of the time.
It's like a flaw in his character. He's got addiction.
Yeah. He's a bit of a mild junkie as well, sometimes.
It's the director of the pilot. I read this earlier today as well, but he's pretty much saying is that same as us. He's maybe kind of, you can tell he's kind of annoyed that he's not been allowed to have him smoking, but he's been trying to find other ways to portray it. But it's a bit difficult when you can't really, I smoke a lot, and then you never actually see him smoke.
But, or you just see him stubbing out a bag in every scene.
Yeah, or he's always playing with a lighter, which makes him just look like an arsonist.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Anyway, so this podcast and all the others in the British Tech Network is brought to you by you.
That would be a computer game you want to see. Sorry, I just talked to the whole sponsor. But that's one character I'd actually like to see done well in a computer game. Maybe like a Telltale sort of game, like The Walking Dead thing, in that game you're playing, The Wolf Among Us. I think a Constantine game along those lines would be pretty cool. Anyway, Paul, you may continue.
Are you sure? Is that okay? Are we allowed to thank the amazing people at UK2 for all their support? Is that okay?
I still allow it.
Thank you. So, awesome people at UK2. They provide all of the bandwidth. If you want to go back and listen to any, this is our 53rd episode of The Gamer Show. 53, over 2 years worth of nonsense that we've been producing. If you want to go back and listen to the first one and laugh at how pretty much exactly the same in skill level at this we are now.
Shows and listeners now.
If you want to go back to the first episode and listen to it, which was gracefully entitled Sam's First and Last Podcast, you can go back because of the great people at UK2 give us all that server space.
The first thing we started with was a lie.
Give us all that server space for a host all of those all of those awesome episodes going right back. And that's the same for all the shows in the network. The people at UK2 are absolutely superb. If you head out over to thebritishtechnetwork.com/sponsors and click on the UK2 link, you've also got the voucher codes and things like that there. And then fill up your basket and you can get money off all sorts of things like domains, VPNs, VPSs, all sorts of great stuff like that. So please head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/sponsors, click on the UK2 link and support UK2 because they support British Tech. Sam, have you got a preview for us this evening, sir?
No, not really. I'm kind of mildly looking forward to the next episode of Wolf Among Us. And still looking forward to, because I think it'll be pretty good, the Mad Max game. But yeah. I've got no new information about anything.
Okay.
So, no, not really.
Okay, thanks for playing. Cheers.
You seem to have picked up a weird noise.
I'll be able to take that out and post.
All right, so I moved my mic slightly.
The one that sounds like an aeroplane.
Yeah, it's like I moved my mic ever so slightly, and then it's just constantly started as if it's vibrating.
Oh, nice! And it's nice, lads.
I promise.
All right. Grant, I'm going to sit and watch and some of that.
Jizz doesn't know what we're talking about.
No, oh, I've missed it. I promise my ass is nowhere near it.
It could be.
So I put that in. I put that in there.
What?
I'm not clicking on it this end. Sam, can you explain what I did?
Your wife sounds angry.
Paul put on our show notes, preview, Sam, Rome 3, uh-huh. And it's a link. So I followed the link, and the link took me through to...
I might have to bleep that because I think we should.
No, that's right. We should get in touch with them and see if they want to be a new sponsor on the show.
Yep. So just a quick word on
game over.
What's the page? Is it just a homepage, or is it like old man on man action?
Next up, schoolgirls. Oh
dear. Anyway, okay. I thought that was funny. Cheers. What previews have you got?
Pretty much the next sort of big release will be Destiny. I don't know if I've spoken about Destiny before.
Yeah, I suppose we spoke about that last week. Did you get into the alpha at all?
I was going to, but I never did. And by the time...
Well, that's
it lasted like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah,
and then,
it got extended, did it not?
No, it was still available to play, but they said play at your own risk. And I thought, well... okay. I was waiting till the beta, which is this month at some point.
Right, okay.
And I guess... Even though Sony made a huge deal, like yes, the beta, like
the what?
The beta will be out before
the beta.
The beta.
Beta.
No, I'm saying beta.
no, it's beta.
I don't care.
It's the Greek alphabet. It's beta. Say it.
Nope.
Say it.
Yeah, turn him dead there. No, that's the Xbox. The one that's called Mac. See, we can turn it down like that. Right, okay. That's Sam gone. Goodbye, okay. Sam.
What was I talking about? Even though Sony made a huge deal about it's the bit to the...
I can hear it. Even though we can't hear...
even though it's coming to like Sony machines first, it's only about a week or something. So it's what's the point?
Actually,
Anal Dykes 4. I've been looking
recording
forward
Sam
to that.
Talking, all right, but we just can't hear him.
All right, yeah, that's really not worked. There's a lot of back chat, probably.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to listen to that section. Yeah. Sam, did you say anything?
Yes.
Yeah, but anyway, Destiny. There's something about I want to play it, but there's something about what I've seen isn't quite pulling me in yet. I don't know, there's something about the graphics. It looks nice, it looks pretty, it looks very much, you can tell it's made by the same guys who did Halo. But there's something about it just doesn't shout, I don't know, like new gen consoles and whatnot. It's just it's something about it just doesn't quite sit right. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure once I play it, I'll enjoy it. But yeah, it's one of the things where I'm definitely going to try it the beta before sinking money into it. Anyone else interested in playing Destiny? Or
I'm mildly interested, but I think it's one of those games I'm going to leave you sort of be the canary in the mine shaft. I'm not going to drop money on it until you tell me it's good.
All right. Unless I trick you.
Well, yeah. And even then, I'll probably just buy it, play two levels of it and...
eBay it,
yeah.
Sam?
Sam, you're not muted anymore.
I don't... can people hear me now?
Yeah. Yes, they can. Well, people can always hear you. It just transpires that we couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's going to be problematic.
Paul has written down the time. You thought, I better check that.
Yeah, he very much needs to. It's mostly about... I'm not joking.
You didn't start playing the video, did you?
No, I didn't. I was just talking about the videos I was looking at. do you know what? I really don't know a huge amount about Destiny.
Okay, so, good.
So, would you say you know more about currently?
Yes, I do.
Okay, right.
So,
the things we've done this podcast now, I've nearly choked to death. Paul has vomited. And now Sam has, as far as we know, masturbated to porn.
Oh, jeez. Right, anyway, Forza Horizon 2. I saw a video on this earlier on in the week. In fact, I think it was late on last week, and it was about the weather system that's in Forza Horizon 2, which probably sounds kind of dull, but actually, it looks really cool. So what they've done is they've not just I think it's another game. Oh, I can't remember off the top of my head who else does it. But basically, they haven't just kind of went, you know what, the sky's going to be blue and it's going to rain and that's it. They've actually created weather systems. And so by just randomly, I think this is the first Forza game that's included any kind of weather, because it's always been like kind of dry in all the previous
Pretty
Forza
much,
games.
It's Forza, you have to think of Forza Motorsport, Forza Horizon is slightly different.
Yeah, games. Sure. Yeah,
because Forza Horizon's more open world, sort of test drive, burnout-esque thing, or like Drive Club will be as well.
Yeah. But what they've done is they basically created a weather system that can just randomly do things. So like it might just spit on slight rain, and in which case that's not really going to affect your drive at all, or it could absolutely pour down. And if it pours down and the sun comes out, then sometimes you might get a rainbow if the sun happens to be in the right place in the sky and stuff like that. It really does look really quite cool, actually. Yeah. It's impressive.
It uses the same game engine as Forza 5, but obviously they've changed
Sam
it to...
Sam has now put a link... on He's, Forza Horizon. What's the chances?
No, I was going to say, I saw him do that, I was going to mention.
no, don't read that out. Don't read that out. we're not clicking on that link, Sam.
You should have thought beforehand. Before you started talking about Forza Horizon, no, I've got a link there.
Sam's been very quiet. Anyway, so yeah, Forza Horizon 2.
It's just a wank furnace at his post.
Forza Horizon 2, it looks quite interesting. What have you been playing this week, Sam?
I've been playing Vampire the Masquerade.
Cool. We've already talked about this. This is the old game. Is this like a remake or anything? Are you playing the old game?
No.
The one that I got stuck like immediately after I got out because of like a glitch in the game.
Yeah, well, you need to patch it afterwards. Yeah. But do you know what? It's phenomenal. It's still one of
still
the best.
Stands up.
It's actually brilliant. It's so good. So last night or the night before, I played through, you know, like the haunted hotel.
was it that scary? You can't even say it.
No, I just burped halfway through. The haunted hotel. Yeah. And... Do you know what? It was brilliant.
Oh, dear.
Cool. It did actually scare the shit out of me in parts. And also the kind of patching that I put on it, it's like kind of added in creepy voices as well, right. which was pretty brilliant. So
I wonder if there's any mods for that game. You know, there's a lot of games people... make better, actually. Fix it, like, after a developer kind of gives up, and then... Okay, what link's going in there now? and they'll improve the graphics and whatnot, because the mods have done some fantastic work with it's Grand Theft Auto 4 on the PC. Let's just play this link. Let's have a look.
No, I'm not playing any of these links. No,
I nearly got the mouse.
You know what I'm finding the strangest thing about this? Because we're able to click on the links and actually see where they're going. How do you know about these websites?
I just did a search for old man gay porn.
But look at this one. How does he know about that?
That was animal gay porn.
Jeez. Anyway, right, okay.
He's got them bookmarked. We're stuck at ourselves here.
Vampire the Masquerade. Chase, what have you been playing this week?
I have been playing recently Wolfenstein The New Order.
Now, is
which
that
I, which I bought, that which really I bought from CD Keys for about 20 quid.
Really? Yeah.
What was that, sorry, Sam?
That looked really interesting, actually. Like, although the story looked a bit cheesy, but it kind of should be on a Wolfenstein game.
Yeah, what?
How did it actually play?
It's very much, I'd say, very much inspired by Glorious Bastards. And Quentin Tarantino-esque, it very much goes for that sort of vibe.
Right.
And which it does pretty well. It's like it's by no means badly written. There's actually a Scottish character in it who, although one thing I found funny was I switched the subtitles. Well, you get the option at the start of the game to obviously switch on the subtitles, because all the German characters, when they're speaking to each other, and they're speaking in German, obviously. So you can just have the German, it says foreign accents, subtitled, so you know what they're saying, but all the English talking isn't, which is what I prefer. So whenever anyone speaks English, no subtitles, apart from when the Scottish guy spoke, he got subtitled. Yeah, and it's just kind of like, well, I can understand him. But and it's probably the first time, maybe outside Grand Theft Auto, I've heard a game actually... use the term ball bag as well, which was nice. Which I which I quite enjoyed. So it's like they have actually got somebody on their team who is Scottish, or got the actor who might be Scottish himself to actually
do a bit of ad-libbing or something.
Yeah, to actually say no, I would say this or whatnot. But it's all right. I got halfway through, really enjoyed. It's a gunplay. It's a very run-of-the-mill sort of gun game, but although really meaty, satisfying weapons, and the weapons will not only blow heads and arms off, but blow parts off their torso. Like if you've got a shotgun, it'll leave like a hole right through them and whatnot. Right. And so it's kind of like lovely and gory that way, which, you know, ooh, bad evil video games, but still bloody fun. So the gunplay is fun. You've got a cool weapon where you can cut hole in vents and make a hole. So if you're hiding behind a metal wall, you can use this gun to make a hole in the wall, then shoot through the hole. So like, it's harder for people to shoot you, for example.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You can't do it for every wall, obviously, just certain sections, but there's enough to see and you start learning what you can do it on and whatnot. But about halfway through, it started to get a bit samey. It was just the same sort of enemies doing the same thing. And I'd say it doesn't really do anything new in the first person world, but it's just a good, solid, fun game. I think it's a solid game. It's I probably wouldn't pay full price for, but for £20, I'd say it's worth that.
Cool. I played Max the Curse of Brotherhood, which is one of the Xbox Live games for Gold that came out for the Xbox One. So this is the first time that you've ever had Xbox One games, I think, on Games for Gold.
Yeah.
We talked about it in the last show. So I downloaded this. it was a recommendation from my brother, Russell, who's been on the show a couple of times. And I just thought it was an innocent recommendation, but his text just kind of said, I've been playing Max the Curse of Brotherhood in Games for Gold. I think it'd be really up your street. The plot. So really
up your hoop.
Sorry?
Up your hoop.
Indeed. I should mention that my Russell is my younger brother. And the plot...
You're my Russell, is your younger brother.
My Russell, the one that I own, is my younger brother. And the plot of this game is that it's a boy, probably about maybe eight years old, and his younger brother, who's probably about six, based on the graphics.
Does he own his brother as well?
So the older brother wishes for the younger brother to go away in a sort of a labyrinth-type style. Then this big monster hand comes out and grabs his annoying little brother, takes him away, and then the big brother spends the whole game trying to get the little brother back, which I'm not really sure if Russell thought about that, and that was what he meant. It was up my street.
So did it remind him of the time you tied him up and kicked him down a well?
I did put him in a sports bag. I put him in a sleeping bag as well.
Yeah.
Tied him up in a sleeping bag and rolled him down the stairs once. I don't know if it's related to this, but I don't know if that's what he meant by it, but that aside, it actually is quite a good game. It's a little platformer. It's quite a pretty game. It's got sort of a kind of a freaky little vibe to it. Some of the monsters are just a bit odd looking.
Is it a flat sort of 2D sort of platformer?
It's a 2D platformer, but the world's kind of three dimensional. Uh-huh. So it's got a bit of depth behind it, but you can only go like left or right.
Yeah.
And there's quite a nice little thing in it where you actually carry a magic marker, and that
magic
allows you
mushrooms.
Magic marker, which allows you to do cool things to the environment. So, for example, you can make pillars of soil kind of raise out of the ground by drawing the magic marker, and then you can erase the pillar of sand so it allows you to move around.
Control for that, or use Kinect, or.
You possibly could use Kinect, but I've disconnected my Kinect because I didn't use it and it was a bit of a pain in the arse. You possibly could do. I didn't actually try that. You can also do other things, like you can create vines if you're trying to climb up walls and things like that for free. It's well worth a download, I would say.
It's still available because we're now into July.
There'll be new ones out.
I'm sure like they're discounting Thief, which is down like £20 for Xbox One. That's part of that's part of their deals for Gold.
Yeah, because they're doing that as well. I mean, PlayStation do that too. They give you.
It's basically Microsoft and Sony are both. Yeah. But they're basically doing the exact same things now. Totally. Learning from each other.
Yeah, which is fine. Yep. You're getting cheap games. But if it's still available, I would highly recommend picking it up. I think sort of kids will like it, probably about kind of maybe 8 years old upwards.
Yep. You can never snuff at a free game.
Exactly. It's a good game. It's very entertaining. I sat and played it for quite a few hours.
Because there was Halo Spartan Assault was free at the
same
time.
That was the other one. Yeah. So I
downloaded both of them, but I've not played either of them yet.
I'm not sure, if I'm completely honest, Max Brotherhood, The Curse of Brotherhood, probably be up your... I mean... You pretty much like any game, realistically, any style of game. But I think you'd get a bit bored with this. It's a bit cutesy poo. But I quite like the puzzles and stuff like that. So there's like bits like you've got to cut a thing, like cut a vine, which then lands on something for it to make a weight on something, which moves. You know what I mean? It's like puzzles and things like that. So, but it was definitely worth it. If it's still available, highly, highly recommend it. I just want to thank another sponsor just before we go on, and that's the Network Union. Again, if you can head on over to BritishTechNetwork.com/sponsors, and please use the click through on there to go and visit the Network Union, because if you work within an IT or a large company, they can help you with BT, MPLS, WAN, SIP and Ethernet connectivity. Whether you're new to BT or existing BT client, you can choose to engage BT via Network Union. Existing clients, nothing changes, same contracts and support, but you get but you can change your account management to the Network Union, re-sign your contract with a different area of BT. If you're an SME with business broadband, they can check your fibre optics, call packages, even BT Office 365 and Everything Everywhere Mobile, bundled together for savings, or happy to deal with new inquiries. And for US listeners, this is new, we just want to point this out, they just let us know about this. US listeners, Network Union are agents for Magistrate HQD in Dallas. Magistrate, who are headquartered in Dallas, that's not their name, HQD, headquartered in Dallas, Majesty have a fantastic global MPLS WAN network. Any IT managers out there in the US using MPLS should also hit Network Union up using the sponsors page, because they can put you in touch with some fantastic resources. So please, please, please head on over to BritishTechNetwork.com/sponsors and use the click through to Network Union.
Are you messing up what you said there? It's new.
Well, it's the first time I've read that read. So, Sam, are you still there? Or have we lost you into the land of porn websites?
Do you know what? Your voices were coming in so weird that I thought I might just stop speaking in case it just ruined the entire podcast by being all bitty and rubbish.
No, we can hear you fine. I've explained nothing.
We can hear you fine.
Yeah.
Right.
It's my upload speed that's causing the problem here. So okay, that means it's not affecting your voice at all.
Yeah, it's not going to affect the podcast at all, don't worry.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand much until you said, am I still here?
Yeah, okay, so cool. Fair enough.
Although Paul did get, an email alert about Victoria's Secret while that was going on.
I did. So that's quite an interesting thing. Somebody called Paula Wheatley accidentally misspelled something, and I now get...
You never bothered to cancel it.
I've never bothered to cancel it. It's a fun little surprise every afternoon.
Every afternoon, it's like it's Perval Clock.
You know, it's not awful. It's not awful. Well, anyway,
apparently, I would not surprise me if Sam's now send your email to so you've got that to look forward to now as well.
No, I haven't. And your voices have just come through really clearly now.
Okay, Sam, what was your bargain basement game this week?
Amputee, and it was like a month ago that I got that.
Yeah, but we didn't,
do,
anything
we didn't
for the
do them for the E3 special, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was also the only one that bothered playing it.
No, I did. I played mine for the E3 special, but we never talk about them in the E3 special.
Yeah, it was the most frustrating thing I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah, it was...
it's not what Amy tells me.
Okay. Well, that's the most frustrating thing that's ever happened to her. Or least satisfying, anyway. Amputee, you have like a robot hand and you try and make a cup of tea. And
what?
Yeah, that's it. It's along the same lines as Surgeon Simulator in that you control individual fingers through keyboard functions and move it with your your mouse. And you can twist the hand as well. It's essentially impossible.
Surgeon Simulator, but
awful at it.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's essentially impossible.
Yeah, like I think everyone's generally awful at that game. It sounds like Surgeon Simulator, but maybe not quite as entertaining because you're not doing surgery on an unconscious person.
Yeah, you're just making a cup of tea.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of lost a lot of the humor.
Yeah,
of Surgeon Simulator by basically stealing their idea.
Jolly.
Yeah, it's like basically they've taken their idea but done it in a less humorous fashion.
It was quite jolly for like the first kind of 5 minutes, but after that,
it's not a game. Yeah, it's not a game you could sink hours into.
No, not really.
Sam, what was, sorry, Chiz, what was your game?
It was that Golden Gears, what the hell it's called, but I couldn't, I've tried several times uninstall and reinstall and it never worked.
All right, okay. Well, that's annoying.
Yeah.
I had Restaurant Empire 2. So this game was, it was sort of The Sims plus a restaurant, but you didn't get that kind of granular control like you get in The Sims. So essentially, you were given a restaurant by your uncle, who decided that... so there's this whole plot thing at the beginning of the, that your uncle couldn't be bothered to run the restaurant anymore, but he's more than happy to help you run the restaurant on his behalf. Blah, 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 blah. So you hire people based entirely on like vital statistics. So you get like this grid of statistics about like, you know, a front person, a waiter, a waitress, a cook and all that kind of stuff. And you choose them and you add them to your place and they then get complaints. So you then fire them and hire more people. And that's essentially it.
Can you name your restaurant or choose what sort of food it is?
Nope. You can choose what food that you put in, but you have like a, so the way it works is the chef kind of brings like a cookbook with him and you then go make that, 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 that. And then it goes into the, you can set prices.
So you're choosing the food that people are having rather than them choosing from a list.
No. They choose from the menu. So yeah. I got a recipe book from the chef and he said, I can make these things. And I went, put that in the menu. And then the customers came in and chose off that menu. And then I can set the prices and stuff like that. But it was The Sims with none of the... Well, if The Sims has any fun elements, if you can imagine that, right?
It's basically killing them, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. So imagine taking all the fun out of The Sims, but still keeping the game shell in some way, shape, or form. And then adding in a bit of just random clicking and really annoying help overlays that you can't seem to disable. That's essentially what it was. It is not a good game. I don't even think... So, like, to begin with, I thought it was maybe going to be, like, one of those games where you can do virtual chopping and you make you can, like, virtually chop the onion and you virtually chop potatoes and stuff and kids might like it, but it's not even that. It's just rubbish.
Did it hurt you playing it?
I don't think it hurt me playing it because, if I'm completely honest, I had it kind of running beside me and because all the cutscenes took that long, I was working at the same time. So I had my PC...
All right, Sam, we need to try harder for the next one.
Well, so...
Yeah.
On that... So we agreed about a month ago that we were going to stop doing bargain basements, if you remember. Kind of, we discussed it.
Changing it or doing something.
We were going to change it and do something else. And one of the suggestions was we could ask listeners to recommend games for us to get. Now, we're all cheap, so don't suggest anything too expensive. And we were we'd kind of toyed with that idea. Not
we
really.
Do that, but I strongly feel we won't have a suggestion every time we've got a podcast.
So we're going to try this.
If they suggest something really expensive, can we go off and find a game with a similar name?
Yeah. Okay. So basically, if you, as a listener, want to recommend a game for us to play, it could be because you've got it and it's horrendous. It could be because you just think it looks horrendous. Or it could be that you actually really enjoyed it and we've never talked about it. Or it could be a really old game that's really good and we maybe have played it in the past and you want to remind us about it. Any reason at all, it doesn't matter.
You do realize people are just going to send us simulator games.
Simulator games, probably. But please send it. And then the three of us will play it at the same time and then we can all discuss our pain collectively. And we were considering this, and lo and behold, completely coincidentally, one of the listeners, Cameron Hall, actually put a game on our Facebook page and suggested that we all play it. And it was £3, so we're going to make that the first game that we're going to do this. So thank you very much, Cameron, for sending that link in. We are going to make this our first game, our first three in a bed game. And it's called Realms of the Haunting.
We're calling this section Three in a Bed.
Yes. I just came to me. I'm just a genius.
Yes, so did Sam.
It's called Realms of the Haunting. Forged in the beginning and protected by the seven seals, there lies a place where thought and creation intertwine. The centre for all realms of existence, it is the balancing force between good and evil, man and spirit, a focal point for all energies and the one element that has kept the consuming nature of darkness at bay. Until now. It came out in 1996 and it is currently £3.49 on Steam. So we will be playing that. And I should really mention...
When does that deal end to make sure we order it before then?
Well, I'll do it tonight. Apparently Cameron posted in the Facebook page, which you should go over and like. We've got quite an active community over there. If you've liked us on Google Plus, good luck because we never speak there, but it's very kind of you. But the Facebook page...
It actually gets, kitchen.
it's turned into really the bad area of town over there, but so Cameron James Hall put on the Facebook page, my favourite game of all time for buttons on Steam. I don't really understand that sentence.
Four buttons isn't cheap.
Ah, oh, four buttons. I see what you mean. Right. Sorry, I don't really deal with that sort of lower class vernacular. Sorry.
You pauper.
Oh, dear. Right, okay. I cannot recommend...
What's it called again?
It's... Oh, God. Realms of Haunting. Realms of the Haunting. My favorite game of all time for buttons and Steam. Cannot recommend this highly enough. Suggestion for a brackets old school, close brackets, bargain basement review from Steam _ games. Save 50% on Realms of the Haunting on Steam. So thank you very much, Cameron. You will be giving us our first game in Three in a Bed. That's a good section title. I think we're going to call it that.
No.
So we will be reviewing that game collectively in 2 weeks' time. And if there's a game that you think we should play, or even that you're thinking about buying and we've not talked about it and you want us to play it first, you know, because we're going to each play it, we could kind of pass it around. It could be an iOS game. Try not to do Android games because me and Chiz doesn't have an Android
device.
We're
passing stuff around in Three in the Bed.
Yeah, we're passing. See?
Enjoy the syphilis.
Chiz does have an Android device. He's got his Nexus.
Oh, you've got your Nexus. So we've all got Android devices. So it can be an Android game, an iOS game. It can be, we probably got access to pretty much any console that's ever existed that was kind of mainstream. So don't send us like Neo Geo games. Anything like that, please recommend them and we'll do our best to choose one every week and play it. So thank you very much, Cameron. All that's left for us to do is just to remind you of the Bash. It's a week on Friday. Tickets are still available for the Bash and there's only a couple of tickets left for the curry. So please head on over to BritishTechNetwork.com and see a big banner there where you can buy your your Bash tickets and your curry tickets. Bash is £25, curry's a tenner. The tenner comes off the bill at the end of the night. The £25, of course, covers all food and drink and things like that for the day. It's a great day, thoroughly enjoyable in Birmingham. The other thing that I want to mention is the Patreon fund. It's really, really kind that all of you are sponsoring us on Patreon. Patreon.com/British Tech Network. Please continue to do that. If you aren't and you're considering it, please do so. It's really awesome. It really makes a huge difference. And because of that, in about maybe 6 weeks, so maybe two or three episodes time, you will be seeing our shiny, happy faces because we're going to start to stream this rubbish live. About 6 weeks. Oh, dearie me. Right, okay, that's all. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I am at Paul Wheatley. If you want to follow the network, it's at British Tech. If you want to email any comments or suggestions or anything like that, or email or tell us about games you want us to play, you can tweet me or the network, or you can email BritishTechNetwork@gmail.com with suggestions for games.
Or the Facebook page.
Or the Facebook page is a good point. So you can put on the Facebook page as well. If you put on the Google Plus page, we probably will come across that at some point in the next couple of months, but there's no guarantee that we're going to see that quickly because we don't really pay much attention to it. Apologies.
Who's all got accounts? You and Sam both got accounts for that.
Yeah.
So one of you should at least check it.
The Google Plus.
Have you got a Google Plus account?
Yeah.
All right, so at least one of you check it every now and then.
Yeah, we should actually start checking that a little bit more. So
I'm not creating one just to check that.
You kind of sent me there already, being that you have the Google account to get
a drive, but it means having another social thing.
Honestly, Chase, you never ever have to look at it. Look at me. I have no idea what's going on.
So please hit us up in one of those places for some games that we can play and review in the upcoming episodes. So that's basically it.
It's got to be under £4.
Well, or if we're passing it around in the bed, it can be up to £15.
Sloppy seconds.
That means it has to be a physical copy, though.
Yeah, in that scenario, it's a physical copy. Yeah. So that we will recommend games to us and we will see what we can do. We're not going to put rules around it so much, so...
recommend games and we'll see if we can be asked.
To be completely honest, if you recommend a AAA game that just came out last week and if we've not bought it already, chances are that's not going to get played for a few months. So try and kind of be a little bit more creative with your suggestions.
Chances are it's me that's bought it and I would not be prepared to pass it around until I'm done with it.
Which, because it's summer holidays
once
now.
Once you've completed it in the first hour.
It depends if it's got a large multiplayer section.
And also, you're off now for 6 weeks.
Well, I'm working this week. No, five.
Excuse me.
Oh,
5 weeks.
You look a soldier.
Right, okay, that's the show. We will see you in 2 weeks. Good night.